even though the majority of us, some of us more than others, are very warm, so to say, so to speak. And of course, it could be the opposite. We could be freezing to death, and then we would not stand it. Nevertheless, it is from the warmth of the sun that brings life to this earth, the sun, which represents the Son of God. As a mother represents the moon. She is like the moon, crowned with the stars. And her light is the light of the sun that reflects back from her. And today we celebrate a feast which is extremely important to all of us, because today in Mary is visited fully, body and soul, redemption. Yes, at the moment of her conception, in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, she was already on this road. She was immaculately conceived without sin. Someone questioned me today, and I will use their question as trampling for this sermon, that in my book about confession, I mentioned that all of us, without exception, have to go to confession, that we are sinful. But of course, not Mary. And of course, there are examples, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, as we see in today's Gospel. But we cannot possibly compare ourselves to them. The rest of us are great sinners, and we need to go to confession as often as we can, and most especially as often as we commit a serious, a mortal sin, which would be horrendous for our eternity. But the Blessed Mother did not have any sins, not at her conception, and not throughout her whole life. And so, at the moment of her dormition, or her death, depending on which tradition you follow, which tradition you believe in, and both are allowed by the Church, at the moment of her falling asleep, the Lord came and sent his angels with him, ahead of him, and took her body and soul into heaven, so that in her is visited the fullness of redemption, body and soul, that for which we yearn. Because the majority of us, we will die, we will languish and corrode in the tomb, and then at the last day, the Lord shall come back for us and shall retrieve us. For those of us who have died in a state of grace, to go with Mary to heaven. For those of us who have unfortunately died in the state of mortal sin, to receive our eternal condemnation in the eternal fires of hell. And so we have, all of us need to do everything we can to avoid that. But the Blessed Mother has received, and she goes ahead of us. She follows her Son, who has risen from the dead and who has ascended into heaven and has asked us to follow him. And the first one to follow him is, of course, the one who gave to him his body, her blood, that become his body and blood. And at the moment of his conception, he and the Father and the Holy Spirit create his human soul, and that inhabits the human body, the human nature, the human reality, which is the person of the second person of the Trinity become man. And so St. Elizabeth, under the power of the Holy Spirit, proclaims and teaches us, for this is not just set for the walls and the floor, it proclaims to all of us How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The moment the greeting from thy lips came to me, the babe in my womb has leapt for joy. She is the mother of God, and the mother of God who conquered the serpent, personified here in the first reading from the book of St. Judith, as Holofernes, the evil king, whose head Judith cut off. She was not a pacifist, I take it. She is the one who crushes the head of the serpent. And of course, this doesn't finally happen, completely happen until the end of time. But in the meantime, in your life, in my life, if you have access to her, if you live the life of grace, she will help. She will free you from sin and from temptation. And she will crush the head of the serpent. So today we rejoice because in Mary, assumed into heaven, we see the possibility that is ours, that we can go to heaven at the end of time, body and soul, and glorify God forever. So we thank God with all our heart for the wondrous deeds that He has wrought for us. And the principal one, of course, is the Immaculate Conception, the mother of His Son, the second person of the Trinity become man, true God and true man. If we have access to her, we too shall be spared the death of eternal hell. We too shall join in the glories of heaven. Maria assumpta est in celum, gaudent angeli. Mary is assumed into heaven. The angels rejoice, and we rejoice already with her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.